कर्माणि जिजि विशेक्षतम समः। एवं त्वये नान्यते तोस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते नरे। आसूर्य नाम ते लोका अंधेन तमसा वृताः। तांस्ते प्रेत्याभिगच्छन्ति एके चात्महनो जनाः। अनेजदेकं मनसो जवेयो नैनदेव आप्नुवं पूर्वमार्षत्। तद्धावतोऽन्ये अत्येतिष्ठत् तस्मिन् अपो मातरिष्वा ददाति। तदेजति तन्नेजति तद्दूरे तदन्तिके। तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य तदु सर्वस्यास्य बाह्यतः। यस्तु सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मन्येवानुपश्यति। सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानं ततो न विजुगुप्सते।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण।
यस्मिन् सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मन्येवाद्भुद्विजानतः।
इतना हो रहा है उतना ही
इतने
मुल्लार दौड़ मस्जिद पर्यंत मुल्लार दौड़ मस्जिद पर्यंत मस्जिद मंत्र सिख सा गया। यस्तु सर्वाणी भूतानी आत्मनेव अनुपश्यति सर्वभूतेषु च आत्मानं ततः न विजुगुप्सते। वैदिक फॉर्मूला प्रॉपर कोऑपरेशन हार्मनी इन सोसाइटी डिपेंड्स अपॉन नन ऑफ द मेंबर्स हेटिंग ईच अदर। वैदिक समाज में अगर कोई किसी से घृणा करता है विजुगुप्सते, ये एक काफी नॉर्मल वर्ड है, भागवत में भी बार बार आएगा विजुगुप्सते। Normally, why do we hate someone? Yes. Normally, why we hate somebody is because somebody may come in our sense gratification. Or, कोई हमारे इंद्रत्व में बाधा बनेगा तो भी हमको उससे घृणा होती है. Why do we hate someone? Fear. If it challenges our position. Sometimes we may hate somebody because somebody is different. Thank you. We may hate somebody because somebody is different, just plain different. So therefore, our understanding of cooperation is, two examples are given by Narad Muni of satisfying one particular component of this cosmic system and everything gets satisfied. Yes, yatha taror. Satisfy the root of the tree, everybody gets satisfied. Secondly, satisfy the bellies, the whole body gets satisfied. Similarly, satisfy Supreme Lord Achyuta, all others get satisfied. So this or verses like these, they are part of that collective group of information. Which, this is one part. Abhi aap sochoge kanishta madhyam uttam. Why are we supposed to make differences? Okay, that's a bit of a made-up philosophical point. I'm coming to that later. Can there be any watertight definition? The answer is no. कोई एक क्लियर कट डिस्टिंक्शन है कि ये मध्यम बांधा गवाल वर्ण डोक्याला हे तोंडाला मिशी ऐसा हो सकता नहीं है. यू कांट हैव उत्तम मध्यम लाइक दैट दैट मीडियम हाइट विटिश कॉम्प्लेक्शन एंड समटाइम्स स्टटर्स. यू कांट हैव डिवोटी क्लासिफिकेशन लाइक दैट. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल इफ एवरीबडी इज वर्शिपेबल, लेट मी स्पीक यू फ्रॉम the mentality of a newcomer. Giriraj Swami said, the first day he walked into the temple, maybe in Boston, if my memory serves me correctly, he told us in Pune, what was his realization? He said, everybody seemed to be a pure devotee. Analyze this statement for a moment. What do you think must be going on in his mind? Did anybody here feel like that? Perhaps now you may be embarrassed. I thought he was a pure devotee, man. I came to the temple that day, he was giving such a big class. It was in 2004 and now I realize how he is. So it may happen like that. It is because for someone who is already in that mood, that awe and reverence is there, you see the expertise. The first time you see somebody performing aarti, you may wonder how he remembers the sequence. How he can manipulate one hand which is moving in different directions and the second hand consistently ringing the aarti bell at the same sequence. Big expertise. And then expertise in giving class or in singing or the stamina in singing or then the stamina in eating. Different varieties of things we get first amused or we have awe and reverence and later the picture changes. So the question for today is why if everybody is supposed to be worshipable for us, we say that Prabhupada said, you are Das but everybody else is Prabhu. If everybody else is Prabhu, then why should I classify between Prabhus? This is a Kanishta Prabhu, this is a Madhyam Prabhu, this is a Uttama Prabhu. Why? Yes, Brachana, mic please. Aapne ek baar liya to chhodte nahi hai mic.
So that we can serve them properly, like as in Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami explains how to like everyone is a Prabhu, so Kanishtha Adhikari is also Prabhu, but if somebody is junior to you, serve him by giving your association. If somebody is like,
so this is our NOI, if I remember correct, it is text number 7, 6. What is it, Ujjwal Prabhu? Do you know the verse? Yes, speak out loudly.
भजन्तमीशम् शुश्रूषया भजन विज्ञमनन्यमन्या निन्दादिशून्यमृतमीप्सित सङ्गलब्ध्वा.
5, it is not 6, he is saying it's 5. Okay, so here is Rupa Goswami's direct instruction. You are Rupanugas, so he is saying here that Krishneti yasya giritam manasa adriyet. If somebody you see even chanting Krishna, Krishna, maybe jokingly, a drunkard even, a person who doesn't follow any rules and regulations, hey Krishna, Krishna, hey Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he says, wait a minute, before jumping to any conclusion about him, about his background, about his personal practices, manasa adriyet. You need not immediately go on his level, on his wavelength. Like if a drunkard makes a typical drunkard gesture at you, you say, I have to reciprocate now. So your reciprocation according to Rupa Goswami's dictate is to, okay, I respect you in my mind. Manasa adriyet. Then next level, dikshasti. If somebody has taken initiation, initiation also means, it's just like everybody says, I am a freedom fighter. But if you see somebody in a combat uniform, you say, ah, this guy is serious. Everybody says, I am deshpremi, I am a patriot. I love my country. I will give my life for my country if needed. Now, he never goes out of his room even. But if you find somebody coming in the armed forces with a full combat dress, you say, hey, he is serious. He has taken initiation in the process. He has gone there, he is serving. This is one way of understanding. So, dikshasti chet pranati, you actually go and offer the physical modes of respect. That means you may go and offer your panchang pranam, ashtang pranam, or speak. Physically you can do all these things. And he's shushrushaya bhajana vigya ananya manya. But if somebody you find bhajana vigya, what does it mean? Constantly engage in service, or vigya means an expert. So when you see somebody who is very expert, he says, don't stop at mental respect, don't stop at physical adoration, but actually engage in his service. Shushrushaya. Three things: manasadriyet, pranati, and shushrushaya. Is this clear? So, in an assembly of devotees, things may happen. We may respect somebody when he is not worthy of respect. And we may not respect somebody who is worthy of respect. If you don't know who this particular devotee is, two things may happen. Of the two, which is a serious offense? Pandit is saying both. Second one is considered more serious. Correct. It is not that the first one is not an offense. But if somebody says, this Shaman Das is a Mahabhagavat practically. So I may say, good, hurry. So in your class, I also respect you like that. Don't worry. Now this may be between both of us. You scratch my back, I scratch his back. But the fact is, if somebody actually is a properly place devotee and you don't respect him like that, that is a big offense. That is one part. So therefore, in our sampradaya, you may have heard so many lectures that we said, respect everybody. But respect everybody doesn't mean everybody in the same way. Respecting Vaishnavas is also an art. So this Ishvaparishad is one component. By no means the thing which will be hearing today are like watertight compartments. So let us begin our way of classifying who these are. So the purport begins by saying that the Kanishta Adhikari is at the lowest stage. This, dear Prabhus, is the lowest stage. What involves in a lower stage? It's going to a temple. Worship in the temple. Lord is in the temple only. This is what these Kanishta Adhikaris feel. They have to find the Lord, he is in the temple only. They cannot understand the other two. A Kanishta Adhikari will not be able to tell you who is Madhyam and who is Uttam. Prabhupada says clearly here, they cannot ascertain who is in what position is in devotional service. Nor can they tell who has realized the Supreme Lord. How many times you have heard somebody saying, oh, हमारे गांव में बाबा है ना, पूरा एकदम God realized है. Because if he, what do you mean God realized? He also is a, our own relatives. हम भी तो भक्त है ना, क्या हमने भक्ति नहीं किया? We are also devotees. What is the problem? So what do you mean you are devotees? What is your standard? What is your status? Where are you going? What is your extent of realizing Krishna as the Supreme Lord? That they don't know. Neither they don't know that they are Kanishta, that is number one, and they can't understand who is Madhyam and who is Uttam. So, in summary, Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada is saying here, these Kanishta Adhikaras are actually materialistic devotees who are simply trying to transcend the material boundary to reach the spiritual plane. This is one sentence summary of them. They simply devotees, they are just trying. Then those who attend the second stage are called Madhyam. Here we have, I'll just write the Sanskrit one, hope you understand everything. This is also good in India, at least if you speak like this. Prema, Maitri, Kripa, what is the fourth one? Peksha. A Madhyam Adhikari shows prema, love. For whom? Love for the Lord. Maitri, friendship. Towards whom? The devotees. Kripa, compassion. Towards whom? Fallen souls, ignorant, conditioned, outsiders. Upeksha, neglect. Of whom? Demoniac, atheists. Those who are not well-wishers. Those who are trying to become obstacles. Anyone? So, such a devotee does not discriminate between an atheist and a theist. No. He adores the Lord, considers the object of love. Okay. Now, above the Madhyam is the Uttam Adhikari, who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. That is his prime qualification. There was a devotee who was making chapatis. He would roll the atta, put the chapati on the tawa, take the tawa out, put it on the open, make of chapati, put it on a basket. A dog came, put his mouth into it, took one chapati in his mouth and ran away. And he threw everything down. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, and ran with some ghee in his hand. So he was asked, why did you run after this dog? He says, the Lord came here. I see everything in relation to the Lord. I see the Lord who is come to take my chapati. And since I don't offer anything without ghee to Krishna, so I had to give him, so I ran after him. What is this august assembly to say about this behavior? How many feel? No, I will not ask how many feel. You will then understand the answer. Just analyze this. Hey, you are all philosophers. At least you are supposed to be. Yes, Panditji. This is Mayavad according to Panditji. Yes, Ujjwal Prabhu. He is saying sometimes he will see, sometimes he won't see. Okay, Taradati Prabhu and then Anantaya Prabhu. He is sentimental. Anantaya Prabhu. Who? Make up your mind, who? There's a difference of about 70 years between them. He fed what? Thinking that these cows are all Krishna. Yes. There is a disagreement here. They are not saying what you are saying is true. I am asking, what did he consider these cows to be? No? I am asking you, he is saying about own acharyas. He is saying this particular saint, this assembly is condemning him to be a mayavadi. So there is a danger that one of our own acharyas may be like that. Yes? He is saying, the point was, somebody is saying this money should be used to feed the Babaji's. At that time, most of them were Sahajiyas. So Jagannath Babaji said, instead of feeding these rascals who are just engaged in sense gratification, I would feed the Dhamvasis. And he considered even the dogs and cows to be the Dhamvasis. So let me feed them first. Is it clear? Good. Anything else? Yes.
We have to discriminate. You cannot just think that dog is like a person or like Krishna, because you give that example, Tukaram Maharaj, because tiger comes, you will not just, the super soul is in him, so we will not go to hug him. We have to discriminate.
Okay, we have to discriminate. Yes, Bharan, Sujari Prabhu.
But in the mood that I am servant of this dog, and this is...
Shivanand Sen also took care of a dog in the mood that...
That I am servant of this dog.
I am a servant of this dog.
Is a part and parcel of Krishna.
Who is that dog? His name is not given. He is saying he served him as he would serve other members of his party. He also served that dog. Any other comments? Who? King Rantidev also served the dog. He also fed them. What was his mood? What did he see them as? So the main point is, this is plain Mayavad. What the story was. Anything coming to you as part of this cosmic manifestation, thinking that that is the Lord coming. Here is the most important division or differentiation. Everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. Never forget this. That means, the Supreme Lord remains in the center like the sun and everything moves around it. That is our Gaudiya Vaishnava viewpoint for anything. That Krishna remains in center and everything revolves around him. Revolves not in the sense just for the sake of revolution, for the sake of service. So therefore, see how careful Prabhupada is in his choice of words. An Uttamadhikari, such a devotee does not discriminate between an atheist and a theist. This is contradictory. He does not discriminate between an atheist and a theist, but sees everyone as part and parcel of God. He knows. Now this is something which is peculiar in Ushyopanishad only. He knows that there is no essential difference between a vastly learned Brahmin and a dog in the street, because both of them are part and parcel of the Lord, although they are encaged in different bodies on account of the different qualities of their activities in their previous lives. Very important. Both of them are parts and parcels. They are encaged. Encaged. Anybody find a word difficult? Encaged. Cage. Hota na cage. Cage is encaged. Put in a cage. So they got different bodies. On account of different qualities of their activities in their previous lives. He sees that the Brahmana particle of the Supreme Lord has not misused his little independence given him by the Lord, and the dog particle has misused his independence and is therefore punished by the laws of nature by being encaged in the form of a dog. Not considering the respective actions of the Brahmana and the dog, the Uttamadhikari tries to do good to both. This is his ekatvam. He tries to do good. Hey, kya ho gaya? Like somebody may say, I also see equally everywhere. I kill everybody. Discrimination. Or somebody may say, I rob everybody without discrimination. That doesn't mean he's an Uttamadhikari. He has to do good without discrimination. By material bodies, but is attracted by the spiritual spark within them. So, he is doing good. In our previous example, he is not a member of North Canara GSB Cooperative Bank. Or he is not a member of the Uttar Bharatiya Utkarsha Mahasamiti. Why? Because he is doing good. He is not dependent on the outer body. Which Bhagavad Gita verse will give you more understanding about the Brahmana and a dog thing here? Yeah, what is the name of the verse? Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Shupakecha Pandita Samadarshina. What's number? 5? Pakka. Please read. This is your self-study. BG 517. Where is Pakka 517? Please confirm if you have a Bhagavad Gita. Sorry, 18. So time and again, our endeavor will be to see how Gita, Bhagavad, CC and all other books, they all relate to each other, where you can find things supportive of different concepts. So far, so good. Any questions? Yes.
Devotees, as they advance, they feel that they are lowly and fallen. So they might always consider themselves to be in Kanishta. Or is it that a devotee should know that is in the Madhyama platform? Is it needed, or because that way you can according?
Very good question. A Kanishta thinks, I am Uttam, I see everybody equally. A Madhyam has knowledge that he is Madhyam. And a Uttam, if you ask him, are you Uttam? No, I'm lower than Kanishta. So what do you make out of it? Like if you ask some big gunda that, do you rule Bombay? Of course, I rule Bombay. I mean, he is convinced that, you know, everything happens in Bombay by his own will. So, how do you know who is Uttam? If you ask a Uttam, are you Uttam? He says, no. That means, voting doesn't help here, or personal interview won't help here. This is why the next paragraph is important. Those who imitate an Uttam Adhikari by flaunting a sense of oneness or fellowship, but who behave on the bodily platform are actually false philanthropists. Phila means love. Philadelphia is a city of brotherly love. That's why they founded that city, where everybody stays in brotherly love. Philadelphia. There's a Greek thing about love. Eros is lust. Agape is love for God. But Philadelphia is brotherly love. So very lowest, a bit middle, and very high. So anthropo is man or human. So philanthropo means what? Love for man. Philanthropist is one who is manavtavadi. Manav seva sammelan. Or manav seva sanghatna. Manav seva, madhav seva, janta seva, janadan seva, nar seva, narottam seva. Narottam. So, service to man is service to God. So many things have spawned off, so many false things have come up. The conception of universal brotherhood must be learned from an Uttam Adhikari and not from a foolish person who does not properly understand the individual soul or the Supreme Lord's super soul expansion who dwells everywhere. What is easy? It is easy to become Kanishta. Right? It is easy to claim Uttam. Easy to be Kanishta. Easy to claim your Uttam. Madhyam is the difficult part. जैसे किसी घर में छोटा लड़का के बहुत लाड होता है, बड़ा भाई का दादागिरी चलता है, बीच वाला लटक जाता है. सो द मध्यम थिंग इज वेयर, ऑल्दो द मध्यम इज द मोस्ट कॉन्क्रीटली डिफाइंड, एक दो तीन चार, दीज फोर थिंग्स इट डज. सो सम डिवोटीज, आई हैवंट रीड दिस एनीवेयर, बट सम डिवोटीज से कनिष्ठ मध्यम, आई हैवंट हर्ड इट एनीवेयर, आई एम सेइंग. But this is like an adjustment we do. So, coming to your point as to how do we really decide? If somebody says, I see God everywhere, you may say, but how do you make me realize that you are seeing Him? Is it not? The question is, if somebody is saying, I am seeing God everywhere, Prabhupada was asked that, are you Samadarshi? Are you Samadarshi? You see things everywhere, you see, you treat people, everybody equally. So my Guru Maharaj is saying something, why don't you accept it? Prabhupada gave a gem of a reply. While taking instruction, we discriminate like hell. We only take from Krishna. When giving Krishna's instruction, we don't discriminate at all. If you tell me that take instruction from Ramakrishna also, from Vivekananda also, from this also, that also, I won't. I only cling to what Krishna has said, what Mahaprabhu has said, what the Goswamis have said, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Swami, they have said. But when giving these things what they have given, there is no discrimination. We give equally to everybody. That is the ekatvam. And big, big, big philosophers. What was the initial reaction of the smarta Brahmins when Prabhupada brought his Brahmanas here? Hey, they can't be Brahmanas. They were born cow eaters. They are doing so many sinful activities. Prabhupada said, no. There is a program of purification. There is a program of giving them some chance. We have done that and I am sufficiently satisfied. You see things by the results. That is his ekatvam. So anybody who knows all the verses, anybody who knows all the philosophy, doesn't mean that he is having that ekatvam drishti, that seeing. Because here the word is anupashyati. Observed in a systematic way. System means disciplic system, disciplic succession, or anu. We all know anu means following in your predecessor, what he sees. You see the same way. Here again, it is clearly mentioned in the sixth mantra that one should observe or systematically see. This means that one must follow the previous acharya. Very important statement, please make a note of it. That anupashyati means one must follow the previous acharya, the perfected teacher. Anupashyati is the exact Sanskrit word used in this connection. Anu means to follow, pashyati means to observe. Thus the word anupashyati means that one should not see things as he does with the naked eye, but should follow the previous acharyas. Due to material defects, the naked eye cannot see anything properly. One cannot see properly unless one has heard from a superior source. And the highest source is the Vedic wisdom, which is spoken by the Lord Himself. Then Prabhupada gives the disciplic succession. Vedic truths are coming in disciplic succession from Lord to Brahma, from Brahma to Narada, from Narada to Vyas, and from Vyas to many of His disciples. Formerly, there was no need to record the messages of the Vedas, because people in earlier ages were more intelligent and had sharper memories. They could follow the instructions simply by hearing once from the mouth of a bona fide spiritual master. Who has the microphone? Please read the next para. Yes, just a moment. One question. May not be. This is very, I at least haven't heard that other Vaishnava acharyas have also given. These wordings are there, but very critically given. In the Nectar of Instruction, which you already have studied, who is the Uttam Adhikari? Forgot already? What is Prabhupada saying is the purport? If somebody is interested in expanding the Krishna conscious movement in by preaching, he is also Uttam Adhikari. Aren't we all interested in expanding? We are Uttam. But from one, see, that's the whole thing. You do something and then you immediately get the credit for it. But that doesn't mean because you are doing that particular job, therefore you are that. Like you may also cut your ribbon, that doesn't mean you are a chief guest. You have to be the Supreme Court Justice, then you can be the chief guest. So, some definitions are very simplistic. And some are, like that day Gopi Prabhu said, forgive me if I am wrong, but Brahmaji once heard the Vedas or what you say?
Shastras.
First time he heard the whole thing, he understood from the Karmakanda point of view. Again he heard the whole thing, he understood from the Jnanakanda point of view. Again he heard the whole thing. So what does it mean? Devamrita Swami in one of his books write, Vedic knowledge is state specific. That means the book actually reacts to the state of your mind. Any physics book, electronic products inventory 2002, you'll say, oh Gabby, will you buy a Windows 95 manual now, even if it is free? You say, Windows 95, who cares about that? Nobody uses that thing anymore. So the Windows 95 manual doesn't have the capacity to teach you Windows XP. But the same Vedic literature, depending upon your state of mind, it says, what about you? Where do you stand? If you ask the Vedas, where can you take me? They say, where do you want to go? It depends on you. Don't ask us where we can take you. We are a Kalpavriksha. We can take you wherever you want. How have you been tutored? Who's your guru? What has he taught you? So you ask something from the Vedas, and before giving you anything, they ask you the question. What is your objective, man? Where do you want to go? So therefore, you get this Lord Chaitanya, when the inhabitants of Kulinagram, they asked him, Mahaprabhu, how do we understand who is a Vaishnav? What is the first answer he gave? He said, if somebody chants Krishna once, that's all. The second year, did he repeat the same answer? What did he say? One person speak, clearly speak. 1 lakh? Hey, are you sure? Tell me what is the question. One lakh was to the invitation by the Brahmanas. What is the second answer? Always chanting Krishna's name. One who always chants Krishna's name. What else? Third time when they asked him, what did he say? By seeing him, others are reminded also and inspired to chant. Why these three levels? Same people, same Mahaprabhu. That means, we are looking at things in a multidimensional thing. Just see, we may not be, busy, multidimensional, how to understand that? Here it is. Vaishnav, 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 all three are Vaishnav, but different ways of understanding. All three are Vaishnav, you have to respect all as Vaishnav, but still you have to make that discrimination and serve everybody accordingly. Yes. Okay, the question is, other Vaishnava acharyas have given concrete discrimination like this? This is to be used to all Vaishnavas. This is not for only Gaudiya Vaishnava only.
The explanation given by the 11th canto verse Same, na? That it's from 11th canto, na?
This is our mantra 6.
No, no, but that, what is that verse?
Ya sarvatra anupashyati bhagavatottama.
Yeah. So according to different Vaishnavas, the demigods are the first class Vaishnavas, afterwards the second class, and then the third class.
Madhvacharya says demigods are first class Vaishnavas. Yeah. Which we really don't think them like that. Now they are, they may not be first class because we have some inner secrets. Like Indra, we say, kya Indra? Now that doesn't mean he is like that. He is a great soul. But in order to put that gloss on Krishna's Leela, some other weak moments are also shown. It's a fact. In front of the sun, you may say, what candle? What is this bulb? But without the sun now, these bulbs are like big luminaries here, isn't it? Take these lamps out in front of the sun, they will lose their luster. So it's like that. The fact is, this is not to be used only to Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This is for all Vaishnavas. You may find somebody in Mayapur, you know, bidi pee raha hai, jap kar raha hai. So you may say, he's a dhamvasi, that means pure devotee. But it's bidi. Bidi bhi hai atmare. How's the bidi has gone inside? That means he's at the first level. You respect him in your mind. These are practical things, that are not just for academic study. This is firstly for your own protection, so that you don't commit Vaishnava aparadha. Two varieties. First is giving somebody praise which is not due, and not giving somebody praise which is due. Two things can happen. Yes, Ujjwal. That's true, but this also should be added to it. That is the main meal. This is the salt. The salt will make the difference between something tasty or not. See, it is a fact. We respect everybody in the dham. But this is how we respect them. If you find a drunk Vaishnava, what will you do? You will say, where do you get your ecstasy? Or if somebody says, as somebody told Lord Chaitanya, come for some ananda. He says, okay, ananda, I am always there. Chaitanya says, do you know what ananda means? Ananda means this. Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. They both ran out. Somebody was saying something? Okay, read Prem Kishore Prabhu. Nahi. 5 minutes off.
At present, there are many commentaries on the revealed scriptures, but most of them are not in the line of disciplic succession coming from Srila Vyasadeva, who originally compiled the Vedic wisdom. The final, most perfect and sublime work by Srila Vyasadeva is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. There is also the Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken by the Lord himself and recorded by Vyasadeva. These are the most important revealed scriptures, and any commentary that contradicts the principles of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam is unauthorized. There is a complete agreement among the Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Vedas, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And no one should try to reach any conclusion about the Vedas without receiving instructions from members of Vyasadeva's disciplic succession, who believe in the personality of Godhead and his diverse energies as they are explained in Sri Ishopanishad.
So sometimes even we wonder whether we are only getting Gita and Bhagavad. What about other Vedic scriptures? Like somebody had asked Prabhupada, why do Acharyas disagree? One Acharya says at the end of this millennium there is complete annihilation. Other Acharya says no, it's not like that. Do Acharyas disagree? No. Yes. Sometimes. Maybe. They don't disagree about the ultimate destination. There may be different opinions about the various routes taken. Disagreement means somebody says serve Krishna, other says somebody says serve me. That is disagreement. Somebody says serve Krishna by making garland of red flowers. Somebody says make serve Krishna by making garland of blue flowers. That is not disagreement. That is just another way of serving Krishna. And Krishna may choose one. Bear this in mind. Prabhupada says if two are devotees, they never disagree. They may have choice of ways of serving Krishna. There is no disagreement. Disagreement is when one should serve that fellow that who made Chandan? Kubja. Kubja made Chandan for Kamsa. But when Krishna came and said, give me, he said, ah, you are better than him. So when the choice is between serving Krishna or Kamsa, that is disagreement. If there are two people who want to serve Krishna, there is no disagreement. According to Bhagavad Gita 18.54, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma verse, only one who is already on the liberated platform Brahma Bhuta can become an Uttam Adhikari devotee and see every living being as his own brother. So please keep this also in mind. Read BG 18.54 for more understanding. This vision cannot be had by politicians. Prabhupada is already warning us. Who are always after some material gain. One who imitates the symptoms of a Uttam Adhikari may serve another's outward body for the purpose of fame or material reward, but he does not serve the spirit soul. Such an imitator can have no information of the spiritual world. The Uttam Adhikari sees the spirit soul within the material body and serves him as spirit. Thus, the material aspect is automatically served. So all service, somebody asked Prabhupada, that you only serve the rich. Poor don't come here. While we serve only the poor. So Prabhupada says, you rascals, you are discriminators. In our temple, everybody is willing to come. Everybody is allowed to come. For those who can afford it, we have the life membership program. Those who can't afford it, we have foot following program. But you only want to serve the poor, thinking that the poor are Daridra Narayan. So rather than accusing me of discrimination, it is you who are doing discrimination. You know my point? Just see how intelligent you are. That they discriminate, thinking that when we serve Daridra Narayan, we'll also get some more money from the rich Narayan, which we'll share between ourselves and Daridra Narayan. 90-10. So therefore, the material aspect is automatically served when the Uttam Adhikari sees the spirit soul. M.K. Gandhi was considered to be quite on a very high level. He says, I see Hindu-Muslim as equal. I never see any difference. Prabhupada says, somebody asked him, tell the Muslims to stop killing the cows. He said, I can't say that. That's their sentiment. He said, what nonsense is this? If you can't tell Hindus to give up prejudice and allow Harijans to enter the temple, why can't you tell Muslims to stop the cow killing? No, that is their sentiment. So, the best effort in becoming an Uttam Adhikari was shown by this person. The best effort produced by India of a materially manufactured saint was shot dead by his own devotee. Yeah, the fellow who shot him was a devotee. He said, Vyakti Priya, but Kruti Priya Nahi. He says, this person I love, but not his behavior. Now that doesn't happen with Krishna. People love Krishna. If his behavior is not up to the mark, as the gopis say, you are leaving us. What can we do? Where can we go? We are your sold out servants. The difference. That with Krishna, the person and behavior, they both have to be accepted. You can't separate. So, here is one. I know for sure, this whole thing may appear very theoretical, but it's happening in our lives. There are people who imitate that we are Uttam Adhikaris, we don't discriminate. So here we have the proper way of discriminating, the proper way of worshipping, the proper way of offering respect to Vaishnavas. We have some important Ishta Goshti now. So I'll request Govind Prabhu to please come and take the podium here. Any questions, please write it down. We'll take it in the next set tomorrow. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, only the resident devotees can stay for this meeting.